Okay, well, it's good to see you all here and a few on the in the circle too. So the theme of the concert is Joy to the World. I want to read a few verses of scripture also from the Message from Isaiah chapter 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For those who lived in a land of deep shadows, light, sunbursts of light. You repopulated the nation, you expanded its joy. Oh, they're so glad in your presence. Festival joy, the joy of a great celebration, sharing gifts and warm greetings. For a child has been born for us, the gift of a son for us. He'll take over the running of the world. His names will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. His government will grow, and there'll be no limits to the peace he brings. These words were spoken 600 years before Jesus was born by a Jewish prophet called Isaiah. And the context was quite different, but as I was reading that earlier on this week, I thought it also still sounds a little bit like Christmas. It's talking about festival joy, a great celebration, sharing rich gifts, and warm greetings, which are the very things which we do at Christmas. And this promise was to a people who walked in darkness, who were downtrodden and overrun. But it was a promise of hope. A light would shine, joy would come, and a mighty deliverer would save them. And it was words like this and many other prophecies which the Jewish nation held and hoped for that day. One day would come when the deliverer would come and everything would be okay again. And so the theme for our Christmas concert is joy to the world, prophesied in the Old Testament and proclaimed by angels in the New Testament, as we've heard read. And of course, for many people, Christmas is about joy and happiness. All over the world, it's about giving gifts and receiving them too. It's about families coming together. It's a season of goodwill, parties, turkey dinners, carols, and greeting cards. It may be celebrated on a beach in Australia or a white Christmas in some places in Europe. It's going to be the warmest day of the week coming up, Christmas Day at the moment. Shame. Or a mud hut in Africa. But all over the world, people will be gathering to celebrate Christmas. And you don't need to be religious or have faith to enjoy those aspects of Christmas. They become part of our culture and our tradition. But of course, as we saw on the video clip, Christmas for many others won't be about those things at all. Syria, for example, ravaged by civil war, hundreds and thousands have lost everything, including their homes and loved ones. In other parts of the world, earthquakes and hurricanes have left many dead. Drought again has struck parts of Ethiopia. Plane crashes this year have seen many perish. We could go on. We saw them on the video. It's even illegal in some nations to celebrate Christmas publicly. It's not a season of joy for them. And yet, as we shall see, even in darkness, a ray of hope can shine through. And then closer to home, on the streets of Reading, those who have to sleep in car parks or shop entrances because they're homeless. Trafficked girls locked in rooms, having come with the promise of a better life, but have found the opposite. They're just to service men's needs and make their employers rich. Or the drug addict, not interested what day it is, just desperate for the next fix. Life is tough, very tough for some. So Christmas is definitely not a season of joy for them either. So how can we sing and tell everyone Christmas is about joy to the whole world? Aren't we just burying our heads in the sand? What about the plight of some of those which I've just mentioned? Well, when the angels announced this birth would bring joy to all people 2,000 years ago, they announced it to countrymen whose country had been conquered by a foreign power. The Romans were harsh and cruel. They taxed heavily and they dealt severely with any uprising. They were hated by the Jews, who just wanted to be in control of their own country once again. Life was hard for them too. The prophets had foretold a Messiah, a deliverer would come and put things back in order, as we read. But the prophets, well, they'd been silent for 400 years. Everything was looking hopeless. Then suddenly, a fluttering of wings, and an angel appeared. It happened 9 months earlier, too. A young virgin girl was told she was going to have a baby. Now, 9 months later, an angel announces, "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David." And then hundreds, maybe thousands of angels filled the sky, praising, rejoicing, celebrating this most significant of all births. And yet most didn't know. And even today, most haven't realized the true significance of that first Christmas. But heaven knew and rejoiced. Bethlehem was too busy to notice what was going on in that stable behind the inn. And to be honest, most people in Reading are pretty much too busy and uninterested to find out too. Most are happy to accept the fun and the festivities of this time of year, but hidden beneath is a much more important message: joy and salvation to all who believe because of this special event. You see, Christmas is so much more than the birth of a baby Jewish boy. And even though he grew up to become the most famous person in the world ever, we need to understand who and why. Births don't generally warrant hundreds of angels appearing to proclaim and celebrate. And then there was the star and the wise men bringing expensive gifts of gold and myrrh and frankincense. No, this birth was the most significant event in history up until that time, only to be surpassed 33 years later, when after being crucified, this same one rose again from the dead. The time had come for God to intervene. And he didn't send an angel, he came himself. Somehow, he squeezed that deity, that godliness, that glory, that power into that little baby, and God became man. This little baby wasn't just the Son of God. This little baby was God himself. And this son, which Isaiah spoke about, had arrived. A child was born for us. The gift of a son for us. He'll take over the running of the world. And note, he'd been born for us. And that's why we can proclaim joy to the world. For those in Judea at the time of Roman occupation, someone greater, someone more powerful had arrived. The one they'd been waiting for. He was born for them, but he was born for us too. And actually, he hadn't come to overthrow the Romans. No, he'd come to overthrow a far more powerful force, the force of sin and death, which separated us from a relationship with God. That's why Christmas is a message of hope and of joy. Christmas is about God giving the greatest gift, the most costly gift ever, his son, for us. That's why it's joy to the whole world. God has come in Jesus, and he's going to take over the running of the world. And when he does, the Bible tells us, if we look to the back, we have a glimpse, and it says, God himself will be with them and be their God. He'll wipe away every tear from their eyes. There'll be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. This is the hope of Christmas. One day, a new world order. No more suffering, no more heartache, no more refugees or trafficked people, no more addiction. Rather, a government of peace and joy and King Jesus ruling. So whether you're a refugee from Syria or a homeless person in Reading or even someone who does not have any physical or emotional needs, the good news of Christmas, he's come for you too, because the one need we all have is spiritual. The angel proclaimed, I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. He's come to rule and he's come to save. And his birth was the beginning of the end of this age. This age, which has been ravaged by pain and suffering and war and famine and death, will not last forever. That's the good news. At the age of 30, he proclaimed a new kingdom is breaking in. Kingdom of righteousness, peace and joy. And wherever he went, he did good. He healed the sick. He set the oppressed free. He raised the dead. He demonstrated a greater power, the power of the kingdom of God. So they killed him. It was too much for the religious to take. And yet, unbelievably, that was also part of God's plan. And even necessary for Jesus to become the Savior of the world, he needed to die. But 3 days later, he rose again. Death was conquered. That's why we talk about eternal life. Sin and separation from God have been conquered, not just for the future, but for now. We can have that relationship with God. A new life, receiving his forgiveness for all that you've ever done wrong. A life that will go on forever has been won for us by Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. That's why we proclaim to you tonight, aware of all the different situations and circumstances in the world, a message of great joy. Whatever your circumstance, whatever your situation tonight, you can receive the greatest Christmas gift ever, the gift of forgiveness and eternal life. You simply have to turn to him and believe. For a child has been born for you. The gift of a son for you. He'll take over the running of the world. His names will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. His government will grow, and there'll be no limits to the priest he brings. What a promise. What a gospel. What amazing hope we proclaim. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Amen.